WTR.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garg.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start with your calls. That is the point of the program. And we go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good. I just wanted to say that, you know, the level of discourse tonight is pretty elemental, simplistic, and utopian.
You think? How
and
so?
I definitely think so. And even, you know, earlier this evening, listening to your discussion about the concept of the state and how we can eliminate it and different things, it's very naive. I think when you begin to look at the evolution of history, you begin to see that states and nations came into existence at a certain point in time.
But let's stop for a moment here. You mean the ideas, because they don't actually exist. They're just
no, they
they're
do
nothing
exist.
More than
they
concepts.
They do exist. They do exist, and they're recognized by other states and nations in the body of international law.
Okay, what you
and
mean
nations
you say,
are
you're speaking in code. Hold on a second, Frank. You're talking in code. We've got to get this straight here, because I want to make sure we're on the same page. You're saying that nations are legitimate because other nations recognize them. And it's a non-starter, as far as I'm concerned, because
it's
what you're talking about in reality,
yeah,
Frank, hold on, what you're talking about in reality is people calling themselves governments, people believing a mutual fantasy that there is such a thing as a nation, and you're one of them, Frank, that believe in this concept that, oh, well, we believe we're a nation, and so therefore we're going to recognize you people over there that believe that you're a nation, and it's not, you're a nation, that sounds kind of gross.
But let's call them states. Let's call them states.
Still
they
fantasy
have
concept.
Purposes under domestic law and international law.
What's that, to extract
they
wealth
have,
from people?
They function as sovereign entities that allow them to function as agents for their quote-unquote citizens.
No, wait a minute.
There's a body of law, and there's a body of
history. The predicate upon which you're basing all this...
delineates the evolution of these concepts.
The predicate upon which you're basing all this is the word law.
Law is consensus.
Law is conceived.
Law
this is where I knew exactly.
Among the governed and those governed.
Yeah, all right, well,
and
you can tell that to
finish.
The Jews.
Let me finish, because you guys always do this. You have the ridiculous, absurd concepts, and then when someone raises a solid discourse that's backed up by history, that's backed up by case law, then you dismiss it as fantasy or
just
that.
Wait,
quite the contrary.
Is dismiss,
I think the notion
see, it, why
of creating
is it bad? Hold on. Why is it bad? Why is it
Vermont
bad?
Or New Hampshire
Frank,
is
why
joke.
Is it bad? Why is it bad to dismiss case law if you're talking about principles? For
no, you
example,
do that all the time. You just did it
that's
today.
That's right. Why is it bad?
The point
it's
is
good.
I don't even think you two read the...
It's good. Why the hell would I want to read that boring crap? Yeah, I did. In fact, I'm writing an article on it right now.
Opinion in the recent gun
the
case,
case,
nor the four dissenting opinions that were published. The point is this.
We've got a light. Actually, you're losing your point because you're bringing up erroneous charges.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm not.
Hold on. Hold
Tell
on a second.
What,
we'll keep this. Let's keep this calm.
Was it
wrong
for
keep it calm for a second,
in
Frank.
His
hold on.
Opinion. Discuss the notion of the terminology.
Frank.
There are.
Frank, there are three of us. There are three of us sitting in a room. Frank. You're talking to yourself. There are three of us sitting in a room, and the audience is listening. You'll get a chance in just a second, but we're bouncing all over the place here. First of all, your attack or your intent to try to say that we haven't read something is erroneous. I have read it. I read it over the weekend. I was working on an article on it, and I'm going to be posting it, and it might be published at Foundation for
so
Higher
Education.
I
haven't read it.
Okay,
won't read it.
But hold on. Wait a minute. Hold that question just for a second, please. If one is to question the validity of law based on majority consent or based on whatever the government entity is that is created, then we're just going to be at an impasse because we question the laws and you tend to give them some validity, I assume.
No, I
right?
question them as well, but the point is when they're legitimate and they're duly constituted
they are
according to the
prescriptions
for law,
according
then, you
to,
know, it's...
My turn. Now, Frank, I've listened the entire time because I wanted to hear what you had to say about nation states and legitimacy and things like that. And the question that comes to my mind when you say that is, if we lived in a town of 100 people and I got together 99 of those people, myself included, clearly, because it's a town of 100, and we went to your house and we said that we're going to, that I want all the money you've got, your firstborn and your dog, and if you don't give them to me, we're going to set your house on fire. Would it be legitimate?
No, it wouldn't be because
if I got them. But if I got them to vote on it somehow or another,
no, it wouldn't be because
the
boundary set is the concept of the state of New York or the government or the government or the let me take the word government and put the state, meaning nation state, of the United States.
But
therefore,
the thing is that they've changed these rules,
right? Your anarchistic consensus has no validity because
no,
there's
it has,
other
absolutely.
Bodies of
Here,
law
Frank, it has validity in the
your supposed claim as will of the people to nothing more than just a fantasy or an aberration or a criminal assault upon
but
my
at this point it has turned into the will
and
out of five out of four justices.
The government gives me through law.
Now, Frank, you know what's interesting about this? You remind me of, you know, Randy Barnett, former BU law professor. He wrote The Structure of Liberty, and he wrote another book called Restoring the Lost Constitution. He's a big
fan
of
Sanders
Spinner.
Well, I do know them, but I mean, I don't think much of his work, to be honest.
Okay. Well, Barnett has a fascinating thesis in Restoring the Lost Constitution in that he says that a document which supports, he tries to create an argument whereby people who look at a document that was signed by others centuries before can actually feel that it applies to them with the force of law somehow. And what he does is he says, if it is a document that supports negative reciprocity, the idea that the government is established to protect your natural rights in a Lockean sense, therefore you must conform to the laws that are created under that and are supportable by that Constitution. I don't necessarily buy that in any way, but I understand his thesis. And I think what you're doing there in assuming the legitimacy of the state in an abstract sense is similar to what he's trying to do, although I don't think it's quite as...
But I'm not worried about an abstract sense. You assume I am. I'm talking
well,
about...
Well, laws are abstractions. You have to
the
do
point,
that.
No, the law is not an abstraction.
Yes,
when
it
the
is.
Law is.
It's
codified
on paper.
Case law, it ceases to be an abstraction.
No, you're saying
there
law...
There is an abstract
you're using
of
circular
law,
logic.
John
you're
Rawls
using,
talks about in his
you're
work
just
on
circles.
That
look,
I'm sure you've read.
You know what, Frank? Here's what I want to know. Do you believe that Santa Claus is legitimate?
In what context?
Do you believe that he's legitimate? Is he the real
in
deal?
In what context? I have to have the context specified to make my statement regarding that.
Seems like a pretty
because
easy question to me,
determines my
Frank. Sounds like you're trying to dodge things
here. Determines the application of that justification.
What I wanted to point out is that you were suggesting that the government's legitimate because it's always been around, that for hundreds of years people have acknowledged
its legitimacy.
Well, there
is a concept in German law. There is a concept in German law that Jürgen Habermas talked about in on... the neutrality of law, and that does that says yes that really we're all born into states that are determined that have a government
fantasy,
runs
dude.
Them.
I'm sorry,
you know,
Frank,
so
but you live
sense,
in a fantasy world. Look, there are no governments. There are only men with
question.
Guns, Frank. And the fact is, just because a bunch of guys in robes calling themselves judges have come down with their case law, doesn't mean that the words that were written on paper by people calling themselves legislators are any more legitimate than they were 5 minutes before that. It's all a big fantasy foisted on people to extract money, to extract wealth from people, Frank.
And the points are going to be this. Number one, the Supreme Court is, first of all, you talk about the fact that how can the Supreme Court make a statement regarding this or that? The Supreme Court is constituted under the Constitution.
I'm
it
not
is
bewildered
the,
by the Supreme Court. They can make whatever damn statements they want to. They're
sure
a bunch
they
of jackballs.
And they have the force of law when they're in a legal brief regarding a case that's before them. That is the interpretation, the final interpretation of law, with the exception of an event whereby the Supreme Court decides to retry a case or to challenge a pre-existing precedent, which is what happened when we had separate but equal, and then we had years later separate is not equal.
Right.
The point is
plus
the court has that capacity.
Right.
We have to be very specific about what we're talking about. Now, if we go to what I found really funny tonight, too, is when the caller, before you picking up my phone, mentioned the statement that are you about seceding from the United States and creating your own country? I'm glad you said you weren't, because, you know, under Patriot Act and Homeland Security, which I feel violate the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, even just saying that on the public airwaves is enough to be deemed a terrorist.
Well, I am in favor of secession. Let me make it quite clear. Thank you, Frank. Very much in favor of secession. Come and get me, suckers.
Great call, though.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code. 600 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling your kitchen or bath like I am, well, I'm building a new one, you can, well, I guess I'm not building. I have built a new kitchen and a new bathroom. They are now working and functioning. The faucets I got from internobs.com all functioned, and everything was just as the best thing I could imagine. You can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices, and you get retail service. You can do it you can go to the banner at freetalklive.com or go to internobs.com. That's internobs.com. Use code FTL. You'll save $10 off your order.
10%.
10% off your order. Internobs.com.
1-800-259-9231. So just a quick recap here from what did we learn from Frank a few moments ago?
Well, Jason Osborne of SACL CAI tells us that the lesson that we can get out of this is government is legitimate because of law. Law is legitimate because it comes from government.
Oh, and it's been around a long time, too. Yes. That means it's legitimate.
Well, I like listening to what Frank has to say. I mean, he's a learned man, and I enjoy listening to what he has to say. And darn it, you guys just kept interrupting, so I couldn't hear it all. But, you know, I think he got most of it.
It was
what
a
he
good conversation.
Like, yeah. I reject the concept that that democracy is good or just or fair or legitimate.
I love how he just threw away your argument too, Mark, that, you know, about the 99 people in town voting to take away his rights.
He's making an accurate statement that we have a constitution and so does the state of New York and those
constitutions protect people's rights. You were trying to follow up with that.
Right.
You tried to follow up and he wouldn't. Yeah, he didn't get. We didn't get a chance to really get all of our points.
Sure, and basically those constitutions were put, you know, stuff written on paper by guys who, you know, to some extent had some good motives in mind, and other extent were trying to help themselves. And
what if they interpreted the Constitution to say the general welfare requires that we enslave you and take away all your children from you?
You know, and I was going to mention
what if
him
they did
before,
the same thing to everyone?
You know, the idea that the governments are long standing or something like that. I mean, to me, it's a totally ahistorical argument to say that the government of New York has existed for X amount of years, or the government of Holland has existed for X amount of years, or the government of France has existed. Therefore, there's this patina of legitimacy to it. If you look internally at those governments, the governments are, and I think your point is so apt, Ian, so important, they're composed of people. The people are there. They have differing policies, and it seems that those policies, I know amazing but true, seem to pop up oftentimes regardless of the rules under which the governments were created.
Yeah.
And so if you look at it through the years, the government of the United States that under which we are oppressed today is a different government of the United States under which people were oppressed in 1930. They're different people, they're different police officers, different feds, different presidents. The structures are slightly different. The people who were oppressed by Napoleon are different than the people who were oppressed by Robespierre. The people
but
who
the
were oppressed
are the
by
same.
The Soviets. Yes,
the results are the same.
And they called
and
it France. They still called it France. So I don't understand how someone, and you know, to claim that we are somehow sophists trying to reach some foregone conclusion and gather evidence to support it, I think is really the pot calling the kettle black.
That's radio, baby. You know, there has to be some name calling, some mudslinging in order to make the make it all exciting.
You know, and Frank, I mean, Frank would be an interesting guy to talk to in plenty of context. Again, on the radio, it would be great. And, I think it goes to sort of expose people, if they're just maybe joining the show, if they're just learning about this, to see that we do try to look at things in depth. And if we are accused of being superficial or something like that, hopefully they understand that we have this thought out.
Well, Frank is so intellectual, anything beyond an academic discussion to him is going to seem superficial.
Right, and that's why it's great that you were here on the show tonight to be able to combat that. But, however, we try to bring freedom to the people. I'm not trying to bring freedom to the professor.
That's so much the case.
They're not going to listen to me, and there's plenty of professor libertarians out there that can handle that.
So true.
I'm trying to bring an entertaining radio show to people that boil down the concepts of freedom.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone calls. We've got a lot of calls here. Let's talk to Monica first in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Monica.
Howdy. I was actually calling in to talk about my so-called representative in Congress, but I got to say that I feel a little sorry for Frank there. I wonder if he can even go to the restroom without checking with the appropriate authorities, you know. And, you know,
Well, as long as it's in a composting toilet, it's okay now that we're in the new green era.
So what about your congressperson, so-called?
Yes. Well, I went to this middle-class forum thing today. Carol Shea Porter was there as well for a brief moment. Supposedly, they prevented us from asking questions until the end of the program, which included a lineup of various people from mostly government departments, you know, telling us how we can get something for free. But she pretty much skated out after she gave some, you know, empty platitudes at the beginning, and we didn't get to question her.
She had more platitudes to deliver.
She avoided the question phase, is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah.
Interesting.
She left. There were a couple of people that chased after her with one of them with a video camera and asked her some questions. I'm still waiting to see that. But.
Well, Carol!
Yeah, why would she have to answer any questions? She's already been elected, so she's gotten her little prize.
No, she's running.
Oh, is she?
She's got the authority to make decisions for all of us little people who can't possibly think on our own.
Now, she's running for state Senate, right? Or, excuse me, for U.S. Senate against...
No, that's Shaheen. Shea Porter took Jeb Bradley's spot.
I get incumbent. Them all confused.
Yeah, she's in Congress, yeah. Oh, Monica.
She's incumbent in District 1 in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
But the slate of... I mean, this, like I said, it was a middle-class forum they were billing it as, and basically all it was a slate of, you know, people from various government departments, the Housing and Urban Development, Agricultural Department, telling us that we could get something for free. And with every time they said, you know, this costs nothing to you. You know, give us a call. We'll help you out. If you're having trouble, if you can't, you know, make your ends meet, you know, give us a call, and this won't cost you anything.
What was the reception like from the crowd?
Buy all the beer you want. We'll take care of the rest.
Monica, was the reception you were feeling from the crowd?
Yeah.
Was it warm? Was it cold? How did you feel about it? Did you get a vibe?
It was a mixed bag. The responses were, you know, there was one gentleman behind me that kind of piped up, and like I said, they were holding all of the questions till the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty much just the more outspoken people that really said anything, you know. But there were a couple of people that, you know, kind of made offhand comments about, well, who's paying for all of this and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess good on you to go to something like that. It must have been awfully boring.
Yeah, a little boring and very disheartening, because they don't seem to understand that all of these programs, these services they're rendering, are costing the taxpayers much more than they're ever going to receive.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Nobody ever talks about that. They never talk about how you already had the money, then they took it from you, paid a whole bunch of bureaucrats, and then you'll be lucky if you get a fraction of it back.
Right, because what they want you to, the assumption that they're working on, and what they won't say because it sounds too bad, is that they have to take from your neighbor in order to fund.
Yep, it's disgusting. Thank you, Monica. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's I-O-N-I-C Salts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Dial in at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 350,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Fun stuff. Serious issues. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we continue with your calls, Todd in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian. How's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind, Todd?
Well, I just wanted to weigh in on this entire Heller
debacle? Disaster?
The whole debacle.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, here's how I look at this whole situation. The way would be, it's sort of, on one hand, a double-edged sword. Yes, it sounds great that the court would say, okay, you have the right to keep and bear arms. However, when you have Justice Scalia at the end of his decision saying, oh, well, there, the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment is not unlimited. There are certain restrictions that may be applied to any case, especially in future cases. That sets a very damaging and very scathing precedent for years to come. So you've got the situation now where the Supreme Court can just basically say, well, you know what? we can just basically, you know, say that the Second Amendment doesn't really mean the right to keep and bear arms in the future. Well, guess what? Because the because the Constitution is a living document.
Right.
Well, and because... Huh?
Well, what they normally do, Todd, is it's the frog in the pan thing. As you slowly turn up the heat on the frog in the pan, it doesn't realize that soon it's a boiled frog. And that's what's going to happen here is, you know, I mean, at some point or another, they're going to make it so that, yeah, sure, you can own a gun as long as it's buried in your basement in a safe that you can only open on the full moon.
And we get to inspect.
Right, and it only shoots 22 shorts and blah, 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 blah.
And you know what kind of ticks me off about this is, you know, I loaded the PDF of the decision, the majority decision and minority dissent, onto my data stick, and I was looking at it yesterday, this morning, as I'm going through my article, and you're absolutely right, my friend. When they get to the end of it, and Scalia does that, what gets me is either these guys are intellectually dishonest, or they're so lazy that he goes to the effort to have 60-some pages, Scalia, defending an individual right to keep and bear arms, and in the end, he says, but, you know, rights don't really matter. We can mess with them as much as
right.
we want. That is just,
But you know what's really interesting about that, Guard, is
yeah.
that many of these conservatives, including Anton Scalia, what about all the other 20,000 gun control laws are on the books, including the Gun Control Act of 68,
right.
or even the Brady Bill,
yep.
Or even the National Instant Check System, the NICS system, that by mm-hmm. law that you have to register every firearm when you purchase it.
Yeah. All A-OK, you know, I'm sure, by them. They didn't have to.
Well.
They didn't have to look at any of those cases because those weren't the cases. You know, nobody brought those cases, so they only really had to look at that one little case. And they, you know, they threw a bone to the conservatives, and the rest of it was totally a pro-state ruling.
Well, you know, this is the same Scalia who presided along with other nine justices over the Florida debacle in 2000.
Yeah.
And this guy really will tell you right now, he's a snake in the grass.
Hey,
I mean,
well, I was just going to say, and don't forget, this is the same guy who, when they ruled about the Guantanamo detainees, was so upset in his minority dissent. He said, this is the first time in American history that we've been at war and detainees have been... And it's like, look, you know, I'm that stupid that we're supposed to think we're at war, Antonin? And he also said, before he went into the original Hamdan case, that he would never, ever give these guys habeas hearings because he had a son in the military in Iraq. I don't even understand why he didn't take himself
should've
off the bench.
Should have recused himself, yeah. Todd, thanks
amazing.
For the call, dude. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Montana. Listening
Montana.
On Colorado. Oh, turn down your radio, Dave.
Hey, how you guys?
Hey, what's up?
You're forgetting about the ultimate Second Amendment, the holders of the thermonuclear warheads, and whoever pays them people to maintain them and keep them going, whoever got the most of them, usually sets all the rules.
That's
what,
pretty
and then we're stuck in civilized slavery to the corporations that fund the military-industrial mechanism.
I don't know. I don't feel enslaved to any corporations.
Well, you don't even know it. We buy our chains every day as long as we're buying oil because the oil companies are the international bankers, the arm makers, the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies. And we think we're free by driving our cars around and
I can choose to not drive if I would like. Here in Keene, I could get around walking from point to another.
I'm just saying, they got it so good.
Oh, they got it good.
We're living in civilized slavery, and until
I agree
you
with
realize
that, right.
it's like Iran right now don't want to be pushed around. They want to be part of the club of the atom bomb holders. It's like a buy-in. You got to have an atom bomb before anybody listens to you. If New York State got an atom bomb, boom, they're part of the club.
They're in the club. That's an interesting observation.
And what we do is we're just squabbling. What we could do, though, is cripple them economically and
yeah, but that would take courage. That would take courage, though,
and an entire change in American culture.
To
we're the world's greatest. greatest debtor nation, as long as we're the world's greatest debtor nation, we're the world's greatest civilized slave state.
You nailed it, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. As always, 800-259-9231.
I don't think it's any different anywhere else. If their states, if their countries were more... If they made more money and they could tax more, then they'd have big corporate interests there too.
Yeah.
Every government is the same because it's coercion to some level or another. There are freer governments than others, and ours is one of the freest. But I think we can
that
do
ain't
better.
Saying much.
I think we can do better.
Let's continue and talk to Dale in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dale.
Hello, hi. How are you doing,
Dale? Yes, what's on your mind tonight?
Very fine. I'd like to go ahead and pass on information. There's a book called Soldiers of Misfortune. And it's a
Avon Don't you call and promote that book every single time you call the show?
Right.
You've called like a handful of times in the past, and you always promote that. Let me tell you what. Email Mark at freetalklive.com, and he'll sell you a nice advertising package. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. This ain't free promo live. It's Free Talk Live. Let's continue here. Talk to Dan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
What's on your mind?
I want to go back to the guy who was bringing up the whole idea of secession and then, okay, we got this separate entity here and freedom and all that, but some weirdo comes along and decides to create their own ne'er-do-well army.
Yeah, the rich, evil Bill Gates that wants to take over the free land, yes.
Well, he has to realize that the recruiting opportunities for this guy to bring people in to enslave everybody else is amongst, I think, a consensus of people who've already decided that they're not going to enslave people.
Yeah, and it's so difficult to bring that into reality because, you know, as you say, the recruiting process would be process number one. Before you can invade and take over people's land, you have to have the troops in order to do that, and word's going to get out that somebody's spreading some sort of an invasion plan, I would think.
And we would all be well armed, and all of our neighbors would get together. We would have
Dan, I didn't hang up. Hang on, Dan. Hang on. We're going to bring you back for more of this discussion since you only got a moment there. 800-259-9231.
The other guy only got a moment.
You're not plugging the same old book every single time you call.
But the other guy only got a moment.
Yeah, that's right, and that's all he's going to get. More coming up. You take control. Bring up an issue. Talk about something relevant. If you want to promo a book, we'll sell you some advertising. More coming up.
Show's not about relevance.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying. Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. Actually, I shouldn't give out that number because the phones are loaded. We're going to try to get through as many of you as possible here. It is Ian here with you.
And Garg.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com where the features are totally free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go and become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one, and that is that you can help us get on more radio stations and get more Internet listeners on board with the show by sending in $3 a month. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, then we've got by all the problems of recruiting, and we've got our army.
Right, this is the private evil. For those just tuning in, I'm sorry, just for those tuning in, this is the scenario that someone mentioned earlier where in a free market world, there's one rich, rich guy that decides to enslave his fellow man. All right, go ahead.
Sick rich guy.
Yeah.
And he manages to recruit an army, all right? They're just completely discounting the spiritual effect of all of this, that people who don't work in a productive manner, you know, screw themselves and their families up for generations. I watched a program last night on public TV about the descendants of the DeWolf family, who were like the biggest family in the slave trade back in the, 1800s, 1718 and, early 1800s.
Okay.
And these people are still trying to deal with that. they had a program where they actually followed the slave route, went to Ghana, went to Cuba, talked about the molasses and the rum and everything else. And these people were really verklempt about the fact that their family perpetrated this on all of them.
An awful side effect of the initiation of force. But telling that to a madman won't convince him.
Of course not. But I'm just saying it's another impediment to recruiting.
There's also the realistic factor of this guy who's really really wealthy probably worked really hard to make that money, unless he inherited it, which people that inherit wealth aren't very good at retaining it. But for the most
most part, they've made money by making people happy in life, and they've offered a great product or service. So if this is a self-made man, I mean, why would he want to throw away all of his wealth for the chance, the smidgen of a chance that he might be able to enslave some people? You're already the wealthiest man in America. Why would you do that?
And you're in the free land of New Hampshire, which was what part of the scenario was. You have an even better chance of getting even more wealthy, and wealthy people like to make money.
I could understand that at that point you could argue, well, at that point he doesn't want wealth anymore. He wants power. But the amount of wealth that will consume to try to engage or try to create that power over others is going to be very, very detrimental. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to work out because he'll come up against way too much opposition, as you're pointing out.
And healthy people do not seek power they don't need.
No.
And the fact is that, you know, the actual ill health of somebody as they're growing up as an heir to some, that's going to show up. And something's going to be done about it before it gets to the point of hiring his army. It's just there's so many, you know, normal social impediments to that sort of thing happening. Right.
My protection agency would offer, you know, double or triple or quadruple the salary to one of his hired guns or somebody on the outside to come in and take out the dude, and that would be it. I mean, then he'd really have to have a true believer as far as a right-hand man to even barely begin to pick up the pieces.
And even if you can't convince someone of going this far, you can at least tell them, relatively speaking, the transparency of the marketplace is so much more prevalent than in government that it would be very difficult for somebody to try to amass this sort of power. And the marketplace turns away from this sort of thing because it's not in the best interest of the people engaged in the marketplace. In government, they don't have the transparency, and it is in the best interest of many government players to try to aggregate power to themselves and shower it on those people who are with them and keep it quiet.
Right. Also, let's factor in the news factor, because remember, without a government to report on in a free market situation, the news agencies that we know of today will have to find something else to talk about. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things to talk about would inevitably be, of course, there's always going to be human tragedy stories, something, you know, somebody crashes their car or whatever. Something awful happens, they could report on that. But also corporate corruption, business corruption would be a huge thing for these news reporters, these eager, starving reporters that are looking for a story to glom onto and break big. And so if word got out there that somebody was planning to strike, man, that'd be hot. That'd be a journalistic award winner as far as I'm concerned. So there'd be people all over that.
And, you know, Ian, I think some people out there, or some critics might be saying, well, look, if you look at government as it grew over the feudal days, government really was just an outgrowth of the very thing that you guys are espousing. The strongest rich guy was able to gather all of the clans together and form these kingdoms or dukedoms or fiefdoms or whatever. And so you got government that arose, and it came out of what you guys are espousing, which is false. For
that
example,
came out of ignorance. What we're talking about would require people to get to the free marketplace would require an educational renaissance.
Yes, absolutely right. And Mark and I were talking about it off the air. People should look up some of the history of Viking Age Iceland. It's fascinating. And even the little guys there were able to have claims in the courts because they were able, if they didn't think they could support it because they had to go out and work, they couldn't go to the Goddards and the chieftain to hear their cases, they could sell portions of their claims to other people to go and represent them. It was a great system.
In the same way that accident attorneys do today.
Precisely.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and the feudal system arose oftentimes. Yes, there were clan backgrounds and so on, but much of the feudal system came out of religious strife and all sorts of lineage having to do with the religious problems that they had there. Had nothing to do with markets at all.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's get Matthew on the line here in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Matthew.
Hey, Mark, Ian, Garth, how you guys doing?
Great, right. Sir. We're short on
time.
I'll
be quick. I had 2 points, but I'll just stick to one. Ian, you're one of my heroes. It's disappointing to see a chink in your armor.
A chink?
And I've noticed one. And I'm kind of disappointed, but would you feel as a private business owner, say of a radio station, that it would be okay for you not to hire, I don't know, black people?
Well, I wouldn't do that. But
I know you wouldn't.
I think that it's okay for
hypothetically.
Business people should be able to discriminate on whatever arbitrary, stupid basis they want to discriminate about. Sure.
Okay, but except for when it comes to marijuana, though, right?
What do you mean by that?
You had a show last week where you said it was not okay because this guy got this.
Oh, no, no, I just think it's stupid. No, it's fine.
They found marijuana in his house.
No, what you're talking about is the morning show host that got suspended because he got busted with marijuana, and I said that, you know, if they want to make that choice, they can. It's their business. So I support their right to make that choice. I just think it's stupid. Because as somebody who's worked in radio, I know a significant portion of radio people smoke pot, so it's just dumb.
Right, I'm in radio myself at the college radio station. At my local college, and I'm on television as well. And trust me, it's everywhere.
Yes, it
and,
is.
You know, people out there really want to, you know, like people like Fox News and the government want to keep us from doing stuff like this. They're actually the best advertisers. You know, that kind of leads us to my second point, where we were talking about Salvia last week as well.
Mm.
And I never heard of it until I heard Fox News talking about the government was going to make it illegal.
Right,
then I had to go out and try
them.
You know, because I wanted to experience it. And when I did, I realized I never wanted to do it again. I did it once,
really?
And that was enough.
Did
but I would never have heard of it unless it was going to be made illegal. Now, I imagine how many other things are like that, like marijuana. Like, kids wouldn't even try it. Except
absolutely.
For, oh, the government has said it's illegal and it's wrong. But everything else the government has always said is wrong. You know, they're always wrong in everything. So if the government says black, and I say white.
Matthew,
so I went out and tried it because the government said it was bad.
You sound like an entertaining personality. Go ahead and plug your TV show and your radio show.
I don't want to. Like you said, it's not an advertising thing. You guys are one of my heroes, and I don't
want
to do that.
You should take the opportunity.
Okay. I'm on KSJS radio Wednesday nights at San Jose State. I play a jazz reggae show.
And what do you do on television? What's your TV gig?
I won't plug the TV station because I admitted that I'm a marijuana smoker, so I can't plug that.
Oh, I see. Okay, good point. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you, man. Let's go briefly to Adam in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, short on time. Go ahead, though. You've got 20 seconds.
30 seconds?
20 or 30, but you better go.
I'll call back tomorrow, though.
All right, do that. We'll try Mike in Montana. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Oh, Mike's gone, and
finally,
it's Vince in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live, Vince.
I want to call you guys back tomorrow, too. I want to call you early about the ruling of the Exxon Valdez case in the Supreme Court.
Exxon Valdez, well, that was a long time ago. Did they just come down with a ruling?
Well, the ruling came out last week where they could reduce the awards.
I heard about that. All right, call us back on that, Vince. And it has been Ian here with you.
Ingar.
And Mark. And you can join us online in between now and tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Going to get a new air conditioner installed, so hopefully all will be going smoothly with the equipment tomorrow night on the program, and we'll be able to get on the air on time. So we'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thanks.